As world leaders gathered in South Africa to pay their respects to Mandela, a couple hundred gathered at the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel at Morehouse College Tuesday to remember his legacy. Representatives from local government, the Carter Center, and the King Center, among others, spoke of how Mandela touched their lives. Former Atlanta mayor and UN ambassador Andrew Young called on Morehouse students to take up Mandela's fight for equality.
You are the heritage of Nelson Mandela, and we must complete the things that he dreamed about.
He said Mandela's work is incomplete and that widening inequality exists in both the United States and South Africa.
I'm afraid I can't believe that Nelson Mandela or Martin Luther King are resting peacefully. I think they're very, very disturbed. They're very, very disturbed that we have not done more than we could have.
The Reverend Bernice King, Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, recalled being arrested in Washington, D.C. in 1985 during an anti-apartheid protest outside the South African embassy. She says at the time, she didn't know what to expect from Mandela upon his release from prison.
This man going from prison to presidency and being able to heal so many situations and so many people just in his act of not allowing himself to become overwhelmed by his own emotions is just incredible.
Mandela spent 27 years as a political prisoner on Robben Island for fighting against apartheid, a system of racial segregation imposed by South Africa's white minority. Mandela died last week at his home in Johannesburg. His body is now laying in state in Pretoria. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.